afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another weekly Reverse Beat Show broadcast to you today from Adelaide, South Australia. Yes, I am home. Be whooping off to Canada in October. Just had confirmation of all of that. So that's good. Looking forward to a little Canada trip. And all right. My guest today is a reverse speech practitioner, Zenny Steingruber. She will be on in the second hour of the program. So hopefully she'll have some reversals for us and a little chat with her, see what everything is up with her. Nothing new on the reverse speech front that I can think of. I haven't heard the latest on that yet. I will try and get an update and let you know next week. But it's supposed to be early June is the date we were given, and it's the 9th of June now, so it can't be too far away with a little bit of luck. All right, okay, so we're going to be going through reversals from the archives again today, as we have been doing for the last 2 years now, going through all my archived reversals. And so you've heard all my library in the last 2 years, as you've been listening for all that length of time. Okay, so let's start off with Alec Jones, and he's interviewing Steve Pachenik on war with Israel and Lebanon. Okay, so here's the forwards.
Episode where 150 hostages were taken hostage in 3 different buildings. The FBI messed it up so badly that I was brought in. I was sworn in by the prosecutor, Earl Silbert. I took it over, and then I said to the FBI, you had a bed. Behavioral profile. You didn't know what you're doing.
This one says, I paid the debt.
I paid the debt.
I'll be bothered.
I paid the debt.
Huh.
I paid the debt.
Or is it pay without a D? Maybe it's pay.
I paid the debt.
I paid the debt. I paid the debt.
Yeah, there it is. I paid the debt. All right. Here we have the next one. This is... Anderson Cooper. Okay, I see we've just got a thing about the Android app and about 3 weeks delayed. Okay, all right, so it'll be the end of June, beginning of July. Okay, all right, no worries. All right, so here we have Anderson Cooper interviewing school shooting survivor.
Cameron Caskey is one of those survivors speaking out. Do you really think change is possible in terms of, for what the kind of change you want?
And this one says, with Hillary.
With Hillary.
Huh.
With Hillary.
With Hillary.
Yeah, there we go. With Hillary. Whatever the hell that means. Oh, here we have a few reversals on Billy Graham. Billy Graham, who recently passed away at the age of, I think he was 99. Was he 99 when he died? Yes, I think he was. Okay. I just found out something. This is totally off topic. I just found out that Kirk Douglas is still alive. He's 101 years old. How about that, hey? That's quite an innings for the guy. 101 for Kirk Douglas. All right, here's the forwards for the next one on Billy Graham.
And a counsellor is standing by now to answer your questions and to help you to make that commitment to Christ or to talk to you about whatever problems you may have in your life.
And this says, God damn it, be quiet.
God damn it, be quiet.
God damn it, be quiet. God damn it, be quiet.
Yeah, well, there we go. And here's another one, Billy Graham.
For the Spirit searches all things. The deep things of God.
And this one says, God doesn't yet feed them.
God doesn't yet feed them.
God doesn't yet feed them. God doesn't yet feed them.
Okay, well, that's a bit of a contradictory reversal, given his well-publicized beliefs. Here's the next one forwards.
If you have a doubt of your relationship to God tonight, you make sure. Or you might be like that priest. You may be in the church, but not sure of your relationship to God.
And this one says, God is business.
God is business. God is business. God is business.
Well, he certainly had a huge, big business all across the world in those rallies. He used to get thousands of people at his rallies. And all over the world. I remember attending a Billy Graham rally in Adelaide. That's when I was a teenager, many, many years ago. I remember that. Gave my life to Jesus, if I remember correctly, at that rally. It wasn't that rally. It was another. No. Anyway, all right, next one along.
Or you might be like that priest. You may be in the church, but not sure of your relationship to God.
And he says, I'll get business.
I'll get business.
Yeah, not the clearest verse in the world. Business is pronounced a bit strange. All right, here's Billy Graham again.
Many of our young people are spiritually dead and surfeited with the issues of our hour that we're living in history, surfeited with the pleasures of the world.
This one says, I was a shit.
I was a shit.
Ha!
I was a shit. I was a shit.
Oh, dear me, Billy Graham. Oh, my God, that's not very good at all. Okay, here's the next one.
Tonight you're going to have an opportunity to receive Christ into your heart and to make sure of your relationship with him.
This says, make the business yellow.
Make the business yellow.
Huh.
Make the business yellow. Make the business yellow.
Well, he's not shaping up too well at all, is he? All right, next one along.
You come quickly. You may be in the choir. God has spoken to you. You get up and come.
And this one is make the business yellow.
Make the business yellow.
Make the business yellow. Make the business yellow.
Huh. I don't know. Is it yellow or shallow?
Make the business yellow.
Make the business yellow. Make the business yellow.
I think it's shallow, Mike.
Make the business yellow.
Anyway, there we are. I heard yellow then. I don't know. Here's the next one. We'll run this one forward.
You come quickly. You may be in the choir. God has spoken to you. You get up and come.
And this one is Mark in Pedigree.
Mark in Pedigree.
Huh.
Mark in Pedigree. Mark in Pedigree.
Well, there you go. Mark in Pedigree. Make of that one what you will. And here we have another one of Billy Graham.
And then the Holy Spirit can be resisted. Ye do always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do ye.
And so there's a war within.
There's a war within.
I actually heard there's a war with thee that time. With thee. There's a war with thee. Let's play it again.
There's a war within. There's a war with thee. There's a war with thee.
Yeah, I'm hearing it there. There's a war with thee, is what I heard. All right, so here is the next one on Billy Graham. It's the last one I've got.
Timothy Leary, the former Harvard professor, was on a network program just a few days ago, and he said that he believed in the use of drugs as a route to tune in to God and to turn on to God.
Your venom.
Your venom.
There we go. Your venom. I guess he didn't like Timothy Leary. That would just seem to be quite congruent, wouldn't it? Your venom. Quite amazing character, Timothy Leary. All right, Dr. Steve Vigenic says there will be war with Israel and Lebanon.
This could get really... really bad
it's
fast.
It's going to get nasty, and it's not only going to get nasty, it has no legitimacy on our part. We have no national security interest.
And he says, I am digging it.
I am digging it.
Huh.
I am digging it. I am digging it.
Oh, well, I'm digging it. What's he digging? His own grave? I don't know. Here he is again.
Once again, that incompetent young man from the White House, Jared Kushner, went over to Saudi Arabia, talked to another incompetent young man named Mohammed bin Salman, who's never been in the army.
And the hell with him.
The hell with him.
Okay, all right. And where are we? The next one along. Here we go.
The Harari family was always beholden to Saudi Arabia. So the young prince called him back to Saudi Arabia because Harari has the Lebanese passport and the Saudi passport.
And this one says, they bury us.
They bury us.
Huh.
They bury us. They bury us.
They bury us. Okay, all right. And then the next one on the list is this one here. Justin Trudeau defends bringing ISIS fighters into Canada. Oh, yeah?
When will the Prime Minister take the security of Canadians seriously and look for ways to put these ISIS fighters in jail?
A honorable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, the Conservative Party learned nothing from the last election and the lessons Canadians taught them. They ran an election on snitch lines against Muslims. They ran an election on Islamophobia and division. And still, they play the same games trying to scare Canadians.
So it says you fund your leader.
You fund your leader.
Huh.
You fund your leader. You fund your leader.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess he is funding his leader. And then and here we have Netanyahu talking to Donald Trump. We've got two on him here.
Mr. President, Donald, Melania, Sarah and I want to thank you for your extraordinary friendship and hospitality.
He says, bring all the blood.
Bring all the blood.
Huh.
Bring all the blood. Bring all the blood.
There it is. Bring all the blood. And here he is again.
Mr. President, I've been here for nearly four decades.
So Snake had no feeling.
Snake had no feeling. Snake had no feeling. Snake had no feeling.
Snake had no... Snake had no feeling. Huh. Snake had no feeling. Yeah, I want to listen to the... Let's listen to the forwards again on that. Here's the forwards.
Mr. President, I've been here for nearly four decades. Snake had no feeling. Snake had no feeling.
He's talking about himself.
Snake had no feeling.
He's talking about himself as a snake. Snake had no feeling. And here's someone talking to Donald Trump about guns.
Another thing that has come up from some of the moms, I was a room mother when my kids were in school, and now as a grandmother, I'm talking to a lot of young moms.
This one says, needs your gun. Yeah, I guess so. Needs your gun. And then we have another one here. This is a question to Trump.
The reason I carry a concealed firearm everywhere I go is because I don't know where those gun-free zones are. That I may be walking through at the mall or at the donut shop or wherever I might be.
And this one says, serve a world order.
Serve a world order.
Huh.
Serve a world order.
Not the clearest reverse of the world.
Word order.
Yeah, almost like word order rather than world. Let's play it again.
Serve word order.
Serve word order. Serve word order.
Yeah, it's a bit hard to tell on that one. All right, let's have a look at... where's the next one I want to play? Here we go. This is Roger Waters of Pink Floyd defends Palestinians.
Who may live 10,000.
Okay, so here we go.
Ordinary people standing shoulder to shoulder with other ordinary people who may live 10,000 miles away.
And this one says Islam will sign it.
Islam sign it.
Islam sign it. Islam sign it.
Islam will sign it. Yep, okay. Alright. And then we have another one. Here we go.
Palestinian state as well.
But they never had any intention of not taking over the whole thing. From 1948 on, they have been systematically making life on the earth that is Palestine intolerable for the indigenous people in an attempt to drive them into neighboring countries, into refugee camps, so that they can take over the whole. And I mean, at least now, they're sort of admitting it, because, you know, it's like, it was so obvious for so many years, but it's almost impossible for Netanyahu now to say the same thing again and again without kind of tittering up his sleeve.
And this one says, seek the therapy. So is he saying Netanyahu needs therapy? I think so. All right, here's Sarah Sanders holding a press conference on gun control.
The president said today that he wasn't backing down, but in terms of the specifics of what it looks like, I'm not going to get into that right now because those things are being finalized.
So it says a need to get a gun.
Need to get a gun.
Need to get a gun. Need to get a gun.
Yeah, there it is. Need to get a gun. And here she is again.
Were they caught off guard? Were they given a heads up in any way?
I think they should have been well aware that this is, again, something that the president's been shy about. He's been talking about this for quite some time. So if they were caught off guard, they just simply haven't been listening to what he's been saying and what he's been talking about and how he has promised to make good trade deals and make free, fair, and reciprocal trade in this country.
And this one is laughter backwards. Ha ha, full of shit.
Full of shit.
Ha!
Yeah, there's a ha-ha. You can actually hear her formulating the words ha-ha. Ha-ha, full of shit. Yeah, it's certainly all there. Okay. And then we've got the next one here. Sarah Sanders again.
I'm not going to say that we're not looking at every facet of this, because we certainly are. It's been a very thoughtful and long process, but that is the focus of.
This one says this and a gun.
This and a gun.
Huh.
This and a gun.
Well, that's clear.
This and a gun.
No doubt over that one. No, no criticism of that one at all. This and a gun.
This and a gun.
This and a gun. This and a gun.
Yeah, nice and clear, nice and clear. All right, and here's Sarah Sanders again.
I could continue with the list, but this should leave no doubt that President Trump is serious about taking care of our veterans. They sacrificed so much for us, and we must never let them down.
This one says, I don't feel the shit.
I don't feel the shit.
Huh.
I don't feel the shit. I don't feel the shit.
I don't feel the shit. Well, there we go. All right. And then we have next one. Here we go.
Read the Democrats memo. You said he has seen it, but has he actually read?
He has, and I told you also that he had met with the Deputy Attorney General to discuss the differences yesterday.
Talking about a memo, but I don't know what memo we're talking about. It says back was afraid it sucks.
Afraid it sucks.
Afraid it sucks. Afraid it sucks.
Yeah, there it is. Afraid it sucks. And then here she is again, talking about the military.
The president is very proud of the United States military and all that they do on behalf of all of us. And we're simply exploring options. I think it's way too far speculation to start weighing in on, you know, whether or not we think certain things are appropriate when nothing has been decided and it's literally in a brainstorming session.
Is it true? This one says, if you honor the warning.
If you honor the warning.
If you honor the warning. If you honor the warning.
Let's see, what's the warning she's talking about? And what's, if, let's run the forwards again.
The president is very proud of the United States military and all that they do on behalf of all of us. And we're simply exploring options. I think it's way too far speculation to start weighing in on, you know, whether or not we think certain things are appropriate when nothing has been decided and it's literally in a brainstorming session.
And if you honor the warning.
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 Well, there, it's all there. I'm really a little bit puzzled as to what that one might mean. All right, so let's move on down the list. And the next one is also on Sarah Sanders, and she's talking about Trump's decision to meet with Kim Jong-un. Oh, that'll be an interesting reversal. I got some reversals on that, by the way. We'll play that after the top of the hour break, after the bottom of the hour break.
He is getting the opportunity to have the North Koreans actually denuclearize. Look, you have to remember, nothing is changing from the United States' position. We're going to continue the maximum pressure campaign. We're going to.
And so says, evil is our opinion.
Evil is our opinion.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. All right, and then we're moving on down to the next one. This is Senator Jeff Flake. Senator Jeff Flake, never heard of him. Attacked Trump, calling media fake news. Oh, yeah, well, they are fake news.
It was a year which saw the White House enshrine alternative facts into the American lexicon.
This one says, the hell with us.
The hell with us.
The hell with us. The hell with us.
Nice and clear. The hell with us. Is he talking about the American people or himself or Congress? I don't know. Anyway, don't touch that keyboard, folks. We'll be back right after this.
Why won't Big Pharma ever tell you or your doctor the honest truth about cancer? Just about 100 years ago, cancer was a rare disease, but now, today, it will strike one out of every two Americans. Think about this. Is a headache caused by a lack of aspirin in your diet? Is cancer caused by a lack of radiation or chemotherapy? Does it make sense to add a lot more toxins to an already toxic body? In fact, you're six times more likely to die in a hospital than fighting in the Vietnam War. How is this possible? Who is allowing this to continue and why? What can you do about it? Well, those questions and many more are answered on this website, cancertruthinfo.com. And sign up for their free mailing list and stay updated with the very latest in ultimate cancer cure information. That's cancertruthinfo.com.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back? Or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Do you suffer from abdominal pain and discomfort, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, or almost any digestive distress? Unfortunately, most do. How would you like to end all of that unpleasantness permanently? Our friends at Australian Excellence have introduced one of the most brilliantly formulated products we've ever seen to do just that. And the testimonials are already racing in, like, I felt so much better literally in minutes. And Australian Excellence knocked my acid reflux out cold. It's gone. And I received instant relief from chronic gas and discomfort. And there are many, many others. Australian Excellence doesn't just treat the symptoms, it addresses the causes of a wide range of digestive distress issues. Try it for 90 days and you'll be able to eat your favorite foods again or your money back. See the Australian Excellence banner near the top of Rents.com. After years of searching, I finally found the only food storage company in America offering a complete line of highest quality food products and an amazing variety of 100% organic food storage products. It's called Numana.com. In addition to the best in food storage, they even have an incredible high-tech little wood stove that can boil your water or heat your food 24/7, rain or shine. I urge you to do your own research and taste the difference in Numana's highest quality foods. Better yet, order a starter pack for only $19.95 and prepare to be amazed. Numana's food products have a 25-plus year shelf life. They are GMO-free, contain no preservatives, and are completely American-made. Visit Numana.com and see what you've been missing. That's Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A. .com, Numana.com.
Okay, we are back. We are looking at reversals from January of this year, 2018. And I just will play this forwards again. This is Sarah Sanders talking about Trump's decision to meet with Kim Jong-un.
He is getting the opportunity to have the North Koreans actually denuclearize. Look, you have to remember, nothing is changing from the United States position. We're going to continue the maximum pressure campaign. We're going to.
And this one says, evil, it's our opinion.
Evil, it's our opinion.
I'm not hearing evil, I'm hearing people. People, it's our opinion. Yeah, it's definitely people, it's our opinion. Okay, alright, so now we are looking at... I'm going to play you... I've got some reversals that my training class found on Trump, talking about canceling the summit. So let us play those. Here is, of course, the summit's back on now, of course. So here's the forwards.
Based on the recent statement of North Korea, I have decided to terminate the planned summit in Singapore on June 12th.
This one says, they must now.
They must now.
They must now. They must now.
See, I don't know what they must now would mean. I don't know. And here's the next one.
Well, many things can happen, and a great opportunity lies ahead, potentially.
And this one says, you'll get in a panic. You'll get in a panic. Well, I think that's what he was expecting. All right, okay. Right, okay, and let us try again, next one along. Where are we? Here we go.
North Korea has the opportunity to end decades of poverty and oppression.
And this one says pompous dickhead. I guess he's talking about Kim being a pompous dickhead. I guess so. Here, let's run the forwards and reversal again.
North Korea has the opportunity to end decades of poverty and oppression.
And pompous dickhead?
Pompous dickhead.
Pompous dickhead. Pompous dickhead.
Yeah, well, there it is. Okay, all right. And here's the next one.
By following the path of denuclearization and joining the community of nations.
And this one is need the path that you will love.
Need the path that you will love.
Oh, yeah.
Need the path that you will love.
Oh, that's a good one.
Need the path that you will love.
Yeah, let's run the Fords again. Here's the Fords.
By following the path of denuclearization and joining the community of nations.
Need the path that you will love.
Need the path that you will love.
Need the path that you will love. Need the path that you will love.
Okay, and then next one along. Here we go.
And a lot of things can happen, including the fact that perhaps, and would wait.
The simply says, the panic.
The panic.
The panic. The panic.
Okay, was he looking for a new path? Did he do this to get them into a panic? That's what the verse would seem to apply. You'll get in a panic, need the path that you'll love. And then the last reversal here doesn't make any sense at all, but here it is.
By far the strongest sanctions ever imposed. And maximum pressure campaign will continue.
It says, make a shelf, mama scan.
Make yourself mama scam.
Make yourself mama scam.
Make yourself mama
scam.
What a strange reversal. Here's the Fords again.
By far the strongest sanctions ever imposed. And maximum pressure campaign will continue.
And make yourself mama scam.
Make yourself mama scam.
Make yourself mama scam. Make yourself mama scam.
Yeah, okay, all right. So let's move on down to the next one we're going to be looking at, and that is back onto Senator Flake attacking Trump.
We are a mature democracy. It is past time to stop excusing or ignoring, or worse, endorsing these attacks on the truth.
This one says, the Mossad is in this ordinance.
The Mossad is in this ordinance.
I'll be bothered.
The Mossad is in this ordinance. The Mossad is in this ordinance.
The Mossad is in this ordinance. Huh, I wonder what he means by that. Something about Israeli secret police in the ordinance. What ordinance? Talking about he's attacking Donald Trump. Huh. And here he is again.
So from the very beginning, our freedom has been predicated on truth. 2017 was a year which saw the truth, objective, empirical, evidence-based truth, more battered and abused than at any time in the history of our country.
It says they lost their way.
They lost their way. They lost their way. The last week.
Okay, all right. So next, they lost their way. And then next one along is Stormy Daniels. Ooh, on Trump's affair, allegedly.
How much stuff is just completely made up about me?
Like what?
Like people are saying that I dated this person or that person, and I've never even met or heard of that person.
What do you think the biggest misconception about you is?
The big misconception is that I'm stupid, or that I'm greedy, or an opportunist, or an attention.
And this one says, I'm a loser.
I'm a loser.
Huh.
I'm a loser.
I'm a loser. There it is. I'm a loser. Out of her own mouth, hey? Stormy Daniels. I'm a loser. The woman who had an affair with Donald Trump. Well, I don't know whether to call it an alleged affair or an actual affair. I guess it's officially an alleged affair. All right, here's the next one.
I honestly haven't seen the whole transcript.
You haven't?
No, I'm too scared to look at it.
And this one says, there for money. Here we go.
There for money.
There for money.
Yeah. here. All right, and then we're going to move on to the next one here, and that is where are we? Oh, here's a great one. This is an actual recording from Tesla.
Electric power is everywhere present in a limited quantity. I can drive the world's machinery without the need of coal, oil, gas, or any other fuel. This new power for the driving of the world's machinery will be derived from the energy which operates the universe, the cosmic energy.
And this one says, your emissions will be bad.
Your emissions will be bad.
Your emissions will be bad.
Yeah, well, that turned out to be a very prophetic reversal, didn't it? Let's play the fours again.
Electric power is everywhere present in a limited quantity. I can drive the world's machinery without the need of coal, oil, gas, or any other fuel. This new power for the driving of the world's machinery will be derived from the energy which operates the universe. The cosmic energy.
And your emissions will be bad.
Your emissions will be bad.
Your emissions will be bad. Your emissions will be bad.
And there we go. Your emissions will be bad. All right. And a very prophetic reversal. All right. So let's have a look at Trump. This is Trump calling Chuck Todd a SOB.
I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
And this one is he'll be behind worship.
He'll be behind worship.
He'll be behind worship. Okay, all right. And then we've got this is the next reversal on Trump. Here we go. Oops, here's the forwards.
I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
And this is I'm announcing a kill silly. I'm announcing a kill silly. Okay, all right. So then next one along is also on Trump. Trump discusses meeting China's president.
He's the most powerful president in 100 years, you know, person in the 100 years in China. And he treated us tremendously well when I went over there.
And this one says, love is an error, Senator. Why would he say love is an error? Bit of a strange one. And then we've got this one here. This is a meeting with Trump meets with Congress to discuss school shooting.
But you have a black market where they don't even think about registering, or they're not going to be looking at Joe and Pat's bill. They couldn't care less about it. And we have to be very strong on that. I think you can have provisions on that, too. Big, big penalties. Strong penalties. John, you got to finish up.
Well,
and this one says, and I'm a seller, nuke it. Yeah, okay. Well, interesting. Selling what? Nuking what? Here he is again.
It doesn't make sense that I have to wait till I'm 21 to get a handgun, but I can get this weapon at 18. I don't know.
This one says, must deal with that.
Must deal with that.
And then we've got next reversal along. Here he is again, same context.
in the position
or
of that
might take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system, because a lot of times by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court.
And this one says, now I offer death. That actually might be debt, not death. I'm actually hearing D-E-B-T, not D-E-A-T-H. Let's play it again. Is it debt or death? Yeah, I think the T is stronger than the T-H, if you listen to that one fairly carefully. Ears are such an interesting thing. Wow. All right, so here we have, this is Trump meeting with Swedish Prime Minister.
But at the same time, it is China that is producing about 50% of the steel in the world. So, and European Union, perhaps 10%, and less than that.
And so it says, whirlwind, they police.
Whirlwind, they police.
Huh.
Whirlwind, they police.
Yeah, there it is.
Whirlwind, they police.
Yeah, there it is. Whirlwind, they police. And then we've got this one here. Here we go.
Well, the United States has been taken advantage of by other countries, both friendly and not so friendly, for many, many decades.
And this is snakehead in a minimal, feel their force.
Snakehead in a minimal, feel their force.
Huh.
Snake at Yenamina Row, feel nervous. Snake at Yenamina Row, feel nervous.
Yeah, well, that's certainly all there. Huh. All right, and then we've got Trump again meeting with Netanyahu.
You say, oh, this is almost as bad as Israel and the Palestinians. You use it like as an example.
And this one says, disease, ain't it?
Disease, ain't it?
Huh.
Disease, ain't it? Disease,
don't know what he's talking about as a disease. Let's just do it again.
Disease, ain't it?
Disease, ain't it?
Yes.
Disease, ain't it?
That's certainly disease, ain't it? Well, okay. And here's the next one along.
We lost $800 billion a year on trade. Not going to happen. We got to get it back. If I had a gun.
And this one says, if I had a gun, there's no reason why they live. Ooh.
If I had a gun, there's no reason why they live.
I'll be bothered.
If I had a gun, there's no reason why they live. If I had a gun, there's no reason why they live.
Yeah, well, it's certainly all there, isn't it? Wow, if I had a gun. There's no reason why we live. Got this nicer melodic sing-song tone to it. If I had a gun, there's no reason why we're here. Listen to the sing-song tone of that reversal again.
If I had a gun, there's no reason why we live.
If I had a gun, there's no reason why we live. If I had a gun. There's no reason
I'll be bothered. All right, okay. So next next reversal along. We'll play this one here. Woman antagonizes cop to break her window. Okay.
The judge.
You have to give me the opportunity.
Are you going
to
open the door or not?
You yes, have no. to give fuck. Me. Yes. Don't fuck. Fuck it. Look at what they're doing. Look at what they're doing.
Wow. There's no window. He was in the window.
There's no window. He was in the window.
I'll be bothered.
There's no window. He was in the window.
There's no window. He was in the window.
There's no window. He was in the window. What a strange reversal. Huh. All right, let us move along, and we are going to play some more on Trump. Here we have Trump on firing Rex Tillerson.
No collusion with respect to Russia,
And it was a very powerful decision, a very strong decision, backed up. I understand they're going to be releasing hundreds of pages of proof and evidence, but we are very, very happy with that decision.
My son says, I shall wake up.
I shall recover.
Oh, yeah.
I shall recover. I shall recover.
I shall wake up. Oh, well, I guess he's waking up, isn't he? At least that's what his reversal says. And here he is again on firing Rex Tillerson.
Secretary of State, I have total confidence in him. And as far as Rex Tillerson is concerned, I very much appreciate his commitment and his service, and I wish him well. He's a good man.
And this one says, I wish you well.
I wish you well.
Huh.
I wish you well. I wish you well.
So there we go. Nice congruent reversal. I wish him well. He's a good man. And backwards, I wish you well. Hey, listen to the forwards.
Appreciate his commitment and his service, and I wish him well.
And I wish him well. And backwards, I wish you well.
I wish you well.
I wish you well. I wish you well.
Yeah, there we go here. And here he is again on firing Rex Tillerson.
I'm really at a point where we're getting very close to having the cabinet and other things that I want.
And this one says, little bastard.
In a basket.
In a basket. In a basket.
Little bastard. And here we have Rex Tillerson talking about being fired. Here we go.
Nothing is possible without allies and partners, though.
And he says, government of this ally idol.
Government of this ally idol.
Huh.
Government of this ally idol. Government of this ally idol.
That's certainly all there, isn't it? Government of this ally idol. And then we've got, where are we again? Where did I see all those? Oh, yeah, here we go. Next one along.
I will be meeting members of my front office team and policy planning later today to thank them for their service.
And so it says they edited it out.
They edited it out.
They edited it out. They edited it out.
And there it is. They edited it out. I wonder what they edited out. I wonder what he's referring to. And here is another one, Rex Tillerson, on being fired.
Proud American, proud of the opportunity I've had to serve my country. God bless all of you. God bless the American people. God bless America.
And this one says, we'll beat the crime and sell God. Heed the law, sell God.
We'll beat the crime and sell God. Heed the law, sell God.
Wow, it's all there.
We'll beat the crime and sell God. Heed the law, sell back. Hope you can claim it, sell back. Heed the law, sell back.
Well, it's all there, isn't it? Huh. I'll be bothered. All right. Okay. Next one along. Where are we? Rex Tillerson. Let's have a look. Okay, so we're going to go to the top of the list here. Here's Tillerson now. No, we've just done that. Okay, he is a anti-gun student.
And when this is doomed to happen again, when in the coming weeks and months, more of my peers will be slaughtered in their own classrooms.
And this one says, and I get a bad mood.
I get a bad mood.
I get a bad mood. I get a bad mood.
And I get a bad mood. And here he is again.
The adults have failed us. This is in our hands now. And if any elected official gets in our way, we will vote them out and replace them ourselves. Enough is enough. Enough is enough.
And this one is gone is the gun.
Gone is the gun.
Oh, yeah.
Gone is the gun. Gone is the gun.
That's nice and clear. Gone is the gun. And here he is again.
Immediately, right now.
We have got.
Oh, this is Bernie Sanders when he endorsed Hillary Clinton, getting booed.
Immediately, right now, we have got to defeat Donald Trump.
And there we are for a top of the hour break. I'll be back right after this. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Salenti has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Salenti's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rentz.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rentz.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless cloves of garlic in just one capsule. Allicin C is so effective it even destroys superbug MRSA in test after test. Allicin C is truly an incredible advance in natural medicine, and with the threats of bacterial and viral diseases